Hi, thank you for calling the Roundup Helpline. My name is Shereen, speaking to you on a recorded line. May I have the name of the person you are transferring?
Sure. The first name is Yiko. That's Y as in Yo-Yo, E as in Edgar, K as in Kitten, O as in Oscar. And okay. Then I'm going to go ahead and spell the last name for you. N as in Nancy, G as in Gary, U as in Umbrella, B as in Boy, A as in Apple.
Okay, can you spell the first name for me one more time? I'm sorry.
No problem. Y as in Yo-Yo, E as in Edgar, K as in Kitten, O as in Oscar.
Okay, thank you so much. You can transfer.
Thank you. All right, Yiko, I wish you the best of luck with your claim, and you guys both have a great rest of your day.
You too. Thank you.
Thank you. And you as well.
Thank you. Bye.
Hi, Yiko. How are you today?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you for asking. My name is Shereen, and I'll be further assisting you on a recorded line. Before we get started, I do want to ask you, is it Yiko? Am I pronouncing it correctly?
Yes, Yiko.
Okay, thank you so much. Would you like to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the Roundup lawsuit?
Sure.
Okay. And did you already get an attorney to assist you with filing a claim?
No.
And are you willing to affirm under penalty that you have not sought legal representation, advice from any other law firm or attorney for this specific matter, or signed documents with another law firm?
I have not.
Okay. Again, this is a recorded line. Were you yourself or someone you love diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma after spraying Roundup?
Yes.
Okay. And do you by chance know the subtype of the non-Hodgkin's lymphoma?
The B cell.
Diffuse large B cell lymphoma?
Yes.
And who would this be in regards of?
Who would it be in regards of?
Yes.
I don't understand the question.
Who is this claim for? Who's the one with the diffuse large B-cell lymphoma?
Myself.
Okay. I'm so sorry to hear that. How are you doing now?
Better. I'm in remission.
Okay, I'm happy to hear that. With that being said, I'm going to try to get through this as quickly as possible. I'm just going to ask you all the required questions, okay?
All right, thank you.
Of course. Have you had more than one non-Hodgkin's lymphoma diagnosis?
No.
And you would be filing this claim on behalf of yourself, correct?
Yes.
And what date were you diagnosed?
Around December 2022.
September of 2022?
December of 2022.
Okay, December. And then where did you spray Roundup? Was it at home or at work?
At home.
At home? And do you have the address of where you sprayed it?
Yes.
Okay, and what is that address?
1801 Willow Creek, Mesquite, Texas, 75181.
Okay, I have 1801 Willow Creek in Mesquite, Texas, zip code 75181.
Correct.
And is this your current address as well?
Yes.
Okay, let me go ahead and write that down. And did you have any colleagues, neighbors, or others in your home that sprayed Roundup that you recall?
No.
No?
And how old were you?
Okay. And how old were you when you were diagnosed?
48, about 45.
Okay. And how many years would you say that you sprayed Roundup for, if you had to estimate?
About 10.
Okay, and have you sprayed Roundup for at least 10 days or more in your lifetime?
Oh, yes.
Okay, and the phone we're speaking on, is this a smartphone or a landline?
Smartphone.
Okay, and are you a citizen of the United States?
Yes.
Okay, this is going to be based off your past or present medical history. These are going to be yes or no's. Have you ever had HIV or AIDS, autoimmune disease, hepatitis C, rheumatoid arthritis, or diabetes?
No.
Have you ever had an organ transplant, hepatitis B, Epstein-Barr, or lupus?
No.
Have you ever had cancer requiring chemotherapy other than the non-Hodgkin's lymphoma?
No.
Okay. And have you had a family history of cancer?
Yes.
Okay. And who had the cancer, and what type of cancer was it?
My father. And colon cancer.
I'm so sorry to hear that.
And okay. His father as well.
His father as well? So your grandfather, did he also have colon cancer?
Correct, my grandfather and my father.
Okay. And then I have your first name as Y-E-K-O, last name N-G-U-B-A. Is that correct?
Yes.
And do you have a suffix in your name?
No.
Okay. And can you confirm your gender for me, please?
Female.
Okay. And are you currently married?
No. Well, I'm in the process of a divorce.
Okay. So just put no for now?
Yes.
Okay. And can I get your date of birth, please?
June 25th, 1976.
Okay. And your social?
436-494166.
Can I get your height and weight?
I'm about five foot, about 250 pounds.
Okay. And can I get your email?
It's my first and last name at gmail.com.
Okay. All right, and for your phone number, I have 214-586-2784. Is that correct?
Yes.
And is that your cell, your home, or both?
Cell, both.
Okay. You said both, correct?
Yes.
Okay. And then what date would you say that you first became aware that your injuries may have been related to Roundup?
When I started commercials.
Okay. So is that how you first learned of a connection between Roundup and your cancer, from watching commercials?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. And then what? Roughly around what month and year did you see the commercial?
Remember, I don't recall exactly.
Okay. If you had to estimate, was it around the time you were diagnosed?
Yes. Yeah.
So around December 2022, does that sound accurate?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. And then how many times a year would you say that you use Roundup if you had to estimate a number?
How many times a year?
Yeah.
At least 10 times out of a year.
Okay. And did you spray Roundup for at least one full year before your diagnosis?
Yes.
Okay. And then what year would you say that you started spraying Roundup? What month and year?
2012.
That's when you started spraying or stopped?
Started.
Started? Okay.
Yes.
Okay. And you said what month was that again? I'm sorry.
September of 2012.
Okay. And then what year or what month and year did you stop spraying Roundup? Was it when you were diagnosed?
Correct. Yeah.
Okay, so December of 2022. Okay. And then did you use any protective gear when applying Roundup? Yes or no?
Just some gloves sometimes.
Okay. And then I just want to confirm you sprayed Roundup in the state of Texas?
Yes.
Okay. And then where did you apply it and how big of an area was it applied to?
What was the first question? When? Where?
Where did you apply it? Residentially, commercial, farm? Yeah. Okay.
Residentially.
And how big of an area was it applied? Was it your front yard, your backyard, the side of your yard, the garden?
All over.
All
front,
over.
Back, side. Yes. Front and back and sides.
Okay, and what was your exposure, occupational, agricultural, or residential?
Residential.
Okay, and how were you exposed?
Agricultural.
Oh, agricultural as well?
Mm-hmm.
And then how were you exposed, directly or indirectly?
Directly.
And did you spray Roundup yourself, yes or no?
Yes.
And how often were you present during the application of Roundup? Was it every time?
Usually, yes.
Okay, and then how were you first exposed to Roundup?
Just treating my yard.
So the first time you're exposed is directly by us spraying and treating your yard?
Directly, yes.
Okay, and then how many exposures to Roundup would you say that you've had in your entire life, if you had to estimate a number?
Maybe about 100.
100, okay. And then do you get your water? Okay. And then do you get your water from a well?
No.
Have you ever been exposed to any other herbicides?
No.
And have you ever been exposed to benzene or Agent Orange?
No.
And what type of Roundup was used? Was it a concentrate or a premix?
Both. Sometimes I use both.
Okay. Just writing that down. And then do you have any receipts for your Roundup purchases?
I may have a couple. I'm not sure.
Okay. But as of right now, to your knowledge, no?
No.
Okay. And do you have any Roundup in your possession currently?
No.
Okay. And do you remember what store you purchased the Roundup from?
Home Depot, usually.
Home Depot. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. The next 9 questions are going to be yes or no's. Before I continue, I do want to tell you that if you have any Roundup in your possession or if you find any receipts, the attorneys ask that you do not destroy or tamper with them because they'll only help you with your case, okay?
Okay.
All right. So have you ever smoked?
Yes.
Okay. Are you currently employed?
Yes.
Have you lost any time from work because of surgery or treatment related to your condition?
Yes.
Have you ever been in the military?
No.
Have you ever been involved in other lawsuits?
No.
Have you ever filed a disability or workers' compensation claim?
No.
Have you ever filed for bankruptcy?
No.
Have you ever, other than minor traffic offenses, have you ever been convicted of a crime?
Yes.
Okay. And do you have a medical record that indicates the cancer diagnosis and type?
Yes.
Okay. In regards to the crime, what was the crime and what year was it?
It was a forgery back in 95.
1995, okay. And then how many years did you smoke for?
How many years? I had probation, and it was 5 years.
You smoked for 5 years?
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't hear the question. How many years did I smoke?
Yes.
Maybe about 7.
7 years, okay. And then are you current, in regards to your employer, what is the name of the company?
No worries. TBOC, Take Back Our Children.
And then what city is that?
Dallas, Texas.
You said TBOC Children?
Yes.
Is that a hospital?
No, it's a daycare.
I wonder why it's not coming up in my system.
TBOC.
TV or TB?
TB, like Bravo.
Okay, and T as in tree, right?
Yes, Take Back Our Children.
Okay, let's see. Maybe I'll find it now. Okay. All right, it's not coming up on my system, but I'll just go ahead and write it down. Do you have an address for this company?
South Military Parkway. I can't think of the street address, but South Military Parkway.
Military Parkway?
Uh-huh.
In Dallas, Texas?
Yes.
Okay. Do you have a zip code?
Not off the top of my head.
No? Okay. All right, no worries. And then what is your job title there?
Teacher.
Okay. And then in regards to losing time from work, do you remember the dates that you were unable to work? Approximately what month and year?
Let's see. So it started back in June. From June of 22 to... March of 23.
Okay. And then I just want to confirm, you said no for filing a disability or workers' compensation claim and no for bankruptcy, correct?
Correct.
And then I think I heard you say you were on probation for 5 years regarding the forgery, is that correct?
Yes.
Okay, I just want to make sure I write that down. Alrighty. And then in regards to the doctor that diagnosed you, can I get their first name, please? Or their name?
Yes. Dr. Sudha, Sudha.
Mm-hmm. Last name?
Teerdhala, T-E-E-R.
D-H-A-L-A?
Correct.
Okay. And then, is this the same doctor that treated and diagnosed you?
Yes.
And is she located in Rockwall, Texas?
She saw me at Dallas Regional.
Dallas Regional. And do you have a phone number for her by chance or no? It's okay if not. I can pull one from Google.
Okay, yeah, just pull it from Google.
Okay, so the number I have for her is 972-771-3322. Does that sound correct?
Yes.
And you were treated, or you were diagnosed and treated at Dallas Medical Center, or Dallas Regional Medical Center?
Yes.
Okay, and that's where she saw you as well, correct?
Yes.
And is that in Mesquite, Texas?
Yes.
Okay. And then this is where you also received your treatment, correct?
Correct.
Okay, just want to verify. And the address I have is 1011 North Galloway Ave in Mesquite, Texas, zip code 75149. Is that correct?
Yes.
And approximately what day did you start your treatment?
December of 2022.
Do you remember if it was like the middle of the month, the end of the month?
And about the 22nd.
About the 22nd of 2022?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay, and then what kind of treatment did you receive?
Chemotherapy, immunotherapy,
okay,
and different medications.
Okay. Alrighty, and then we do request an emergency contact number in case something unfortunate happens to you, ensuring that we can continue your case for your loved ones. Typically, we only contact your emergency contact if we're unable to reach you for an extended period. This precaution helps prevent disruptions in your case, and we found it necessary in the unfortunate instances where clients have become unresponsive. Does your emergency contact live with you or not live with you?
He does live with me.
Okay, do we have permission to contact this person if needed?
Yes.
And can you spell their first and last name for me, please?
D-O-R-Y.
Last name?
N-O-R-W-O-O-D.
Okay. And can I get their phone number?
214-874-0120.
Okay, and who is this person to you?
This is my brother.
Okay. Alrighty, so with that being said, what I'm going to go ahead and do is I'm going to go ahead and review all the information with you just to make sure we have it correct. One last question before I go ahead and do that. I do want to ask you, how has your diagnosis of lymphoma impacted your life?
Tremendously. I definitely don't use the Roundup anymore. Also, I have residual pains and things like that that weren't there before. Just usually weak and tired all the time.
Oh, I'm so sorry to hear that. I'm happy to hear that you're alive and you're still with us, and I do want to thank you so much for sharing that with me on the phone.
Thank you.
Of course. Okay, so what I'm going to go ahead and do is review all the information with you on the phone. If I'm going too fast or if something sounds incorrect, please feel free to interrupt me, okay?
All right.
All right, so you were diagnosed with diffuse large B-cell lymphoma. You were diagnosed roughly around December 1st, 2022. You will be filing this claim on behalf of yourself, and you sprayed Roundup at home at the address of 1801 Willow Creek in Mesquite, Texas, zip code 75181. You sprayed Roundup for roughly around 10 years. In regards to your family history of cancer, I have your father and your grandfather that both had colon cancer. I have your first name as Eko, Y-E-K-O, last name N-G-U-B-A. I have your social as 436-49-4166, and I have your date of birth as June 25th, 1976. I have your height and weight as 5 feet and 250 pounds, and I have your email as yekonguba@gmail.com, and I have your phone number as 214-586-2784. You sprayed Roundup for roughly around 10 times a year, and you started spraying roughly around September 1st, 2012, and stopped spraying roughly around December 1st, 2022. You wore gloves when applying Roundup sometimes, and you sprayed residentially in your front yard, backyard, side yard. You sprayed in the state of Texas, and your exposure was both agricultural and residential. You were exposed directly by spraying it yourself, and you've had roughly around 100 exposures to Roundup in your entire life. You purchased a concentrate and you purchased it from Home Depot. I have your current employer as T as in tree, B as in Bob, O as in octopus, and C as in cat, daycare. And that's located in Military Parkway, on Military Parkway in Dallas, Texas. And you're a teacher there. You lost time from work from June 2022 to March 2023. In regards to being convicted of a crime, you were convicted in 1995 for forgery. And you are on probation for 5 years. I have your diagnosing and treating doctor as Sudha Teerdhala. You started your treatment roughly around December 22nd, 2022 at the Dallas Regional Medical Center in Mesquite, Texas. And the address I have is 1011 North Galloway Ave in Mesquite, Texas, zip code 75149. And that's the same oncology practice that treated your cancer. I have your treatment as chemotherapy, immunotherapy, and medication. I have your current address as 1801 Willow Creek in Mesquite, Texas, zip code 75181. And I have your emergency contact as your brother that lives with you. His name is Corey, spelled C-O-R-Y, last name Norwood, N-O-R-W-O-O-D, and phone number as 214-874-0120. And I put a note that you also used a premix as well for Roundup. Is that all correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Is there anything you'd like me to change or add?
No, not that I could tell right now.
Okay. All right. So what I'm going to go ahead and do is I'm going to go ahead and send you these documents.
Are you going to send them via email? You said
I'm going to send it through text and email. It's going to be easier to access through text. It should take about 30 minutes.
Yeah.
So I just need a couple signatures from you, okay?
Okay, gotcha.
All right. So you should have just received a text. It's going to say DocuSign on it, and it might have my name on it, Shireen Sakala. Do you see it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so go ahead and click on the link. It's going to ask you to agree to electronic signatures. You're going to go ahead and agree.
All right, just 1 second.
No worries.
Please sign. All right. Let's start to begin.
And then let me know once you're done. Or if you have any questions, okay? In the meantime, what I'm going to go ahead and do is I'm going to send you a text from my direct line. So if you need to reach me for any reason or I need to reach you, you'll have my contact information, okay?
Okay. Let's see. I'm done signing.
Okay, you're done?
Mm-hmm.
All right, let me check on my end. Okay, perfect. So with that being said, so what's going to happen now is within 24 to 48 hours, hopefully, the attorneys are going to reach out to you, verifying the case with you. So just be on the lookout for their call. If they don't reach out to you, just let me know, and I'll give you a call and have you transferred over to them. With that being said, they won't be able to move forward with they won't be able to work on your case without speaking to you. So just keep that in mind. I do want to thank you so much for taking the time to speak with me today. It was a pleasure speaking with you. I'm happy to hear that you're doing better. And if you need anything at all, please don't hesitate to reach out to me on that 949 number. That's going to be my direct line and my main point of contact, okay?
Okay.
All right. Thank you so,
so
much.
Thank you so much.
All right.
For your help. I appreciate it.
Of course.
Okay,
have a good one. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye-bye.